The one and the other. The child hums as he carries, too late, his grandmother's sugar-dusted lemon-glazed cake down the street to the neighbor who needs to be cheered. Too late for the neighbor who stepped into the air of her silent front hall from a ladder-backed chair, her church dress just pressed, her head in a loop she tied into the clothesline. Too late, he unlatches the gate, walks up the brick walk on his tiptoes, avoiding the cracks, toward the door she unlocked, left ajar. Who knows why or for whom, if on purpose or not, but because he's too late, she's gone still when he reaches the door. And because he's too late, as he calls out and looks, brilliant sun burns through haze, pours through sidelights and bevels, through chandelier prisms, strikes white sparks and purples on ceiling and walls, on the overturned chair, on her stockings, her brown and white spectator shoes on the floor. And because he's too late, he remembers both terror and beauty, but not which came first, but enough of the one that he ran, and enough of the other to carefully lay down the cake at her feet.